T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
1 to 2 Hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Dunn. Pushing it forward. Knocked ahead. Morgan. Shot. Go.
Come on.
5 for Morgan. U.S. has a couple of goals. LaBelle has a couple. Put forward. Lloyd may get one here. Carly Lloyd. She's got it. 13-0 U.S.
Dance on them, America. Huh? Dance on Thailand. I don't want to hear about sportsmanship. I don't want to hear about class. You dance on every single goal on Thailand, and then you take it to Chile. You take it to Chile, and you keep on dancing.
Hey.
Goal differential, big deal.
I was never a guy that over-celebrate. But if there was some trash man talk, you best believe if I get in the end zone, I got to do something, right? That being said, what is it with people that think you can't be happy for scoring a goal?
I want to know why everybody tries to ruin everything. Let me get this straight. I'm not, admittedly, the biggest soccer lover in the world. I always thought this was the culture of the sport because when it's 1-0, people are doing backflips and having striptease.
Wait, it's the only sport where they play music in the stands that fans just bring in random music.
So if a comet happens to hit a game where it's like 10-0 or 13-0, you're supposed to stop dancing? That's among there's Brian McCann's floating all around soccer all of a sudden. I don't even know how to keep up with sports anymore. What is the world coming to?
Well, I have a question because it's not really a soccer issue. It's a sportsmanship issue.
And is it?
But I don't even know where I stand, which is like if your basketball team is up by 50 on another team, and like, should you still be celebrating dunks?
But yes. Here's the problem.
I mean, if that's the answer, everything is fine.
Here's the problem. You have to eliminate college sports for this reason.
Oh no, I wasn't even. Yeah.
But this is why you have to eliminate it, and to pro sports to some extent, because guess what? When it gets up to 50 points or 40 points or 30 points, and it's middle of the third quarter, and they empty the bench, them guys want a ball. So while you sitting here getting on the team for poor sportsmanship, that young player or that guy coming off the bench in any sport is trying to show his coach, I can play too.
But let me ask you a question. If you're playing a football game, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're in college, Michigan, Ohio State.
Yeah.
And somehow Michigan freaking blows them out.
They're definitely going to take it. They're definitely going to extract the revenge against Ohio State if that happens.
Okay, Michigan blows out Ohio State.
Hey.
Just go with me here. Go with me.
Okay.
Fourth quarter, Big Blue is up by 35 points.
Right.
And
the Scrubs come in.
Alira won't have any pants by then.
And they score, but then they spike and they get a flag for 15 yards for doing a celebration.
Young guys, young kids,
let me explain something. Imagine being a Hurricanes
you can't say
fan
Michigan
and trying
Ohio State
to make this argument for anything.
You can't say.
I don't know what side I'm on, so I'm not.
You can't say Michigan Ohio State because there's a story.
Oh, here we go.
There's a story. In the early days of Bo and Woody.
So when leather helmets
and
were
on. We learned this story. One of the first stories we learned. And I think it was either Ohio State or Michigan was up, and they scored and went for 2.
Yeah.
And they were up big. And they asked him, why did you go for 2? And it was either Woody or Bo who said this, because I couldn't go for three. Now,
no, I mean, there's
that is in your past.
No, I mean, there's the famous story about Jimmy John, like Miami was beating the Rockets
of Notre Dame.
Yeah. And,
Jerry Faust last game.
And let's Jimmy talk about Johnson, that. Jimmy Johnson got on, got up on the bench inside the locker room at halftime and said, "Pour it on."
Yeah,
and that was that game.
Yeah. Okay, but like, I don't understand when you're in a sport, and your job is to do what you're doing as best as you possibly can. How would your coach or your teammates feel if you let up? Like, no.
I just, well, to me, it's always, no, to me, sportsmanship has always
been, you know what, though?
It's always been icing. Like, for example, like, if you're a fighter and you're not,
you see fighting's there.
It's not, though.
But they are friendlier.
No. Because in fighting, if you knock somebody out, even if it's a heated rivalry, and then afterwards, it's all cool, it's all love between each other, that's nice. But if you're like Ronda Rousey, when she beat Miesha Tate, and they hated each other, and she didn't shake her hand, why she got to fake it?
No, she doesn't. But here's one of the things was, let's say it's Michigan, but now they blow out North Dakota Tech, or you know whatever.
Kind of like
it felt like Savannah State.
Yeah, but
Savannah State every year. 70, and then they take all the starters out and put the young guys in.
Right,
and the young guys want a ball too, so they keep scoring.
No, I don't mind. They keep scoring. Score as much as you want.
And
it's
celebrate.
It's the celebrating.
Yes,
that no. people are having a problem.
Unless they have it.
Are people having a problem with the scoring or the celebrating?
I think it's the celebrating because
it's soccer. That's what they do.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
We lead with the biggest story of the day, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup tonight. Boston Bruins.
Surprised you even brought it up. I thought you didn't want to jinx it.
St. Louis Blues. It's Game 7. Anything can happen. See what happens tonight.
Boston's big favorite.
If you want to listen to the game, you can listen to our sister station, WQAM. Just saying. There is also an NBA game tomorrow. Toronto and Golden State, 8 p.m. We'll have, or sorry, 9 p.m. 8 p.m. We'll have the broadcast tomorrow night here on the ticket. Now, here's an interesting thing. Kevin Durant flew to New York to get an MRI.
Yep.
But he was already in Toronto, so, I mean.
Yeah, but New York?
And?
Like, I'm they don't have MRI machines in Toronto?
Yeah, well, you know, he's going to go to the doctor who's got the next season tickets.
Does anyone, like, find this weird? Because when I saw the headline...
That's where Kawhi went for when he was rehabbing his quad last year. He's been in New York.
Why would you go to a medical staff that just nefariously tried to put you on the court and broke you?
Well, that's a good point.
There's a couple of things. He might be going to see a specialist.
No, I get that.
Hold on.
Yeah. Who has the MRI machine in their office.
A lot of times, yep. And I'll give you a perfect example. When you go to see Dr. Andrews...
Yep.
Or when you go to see Stedman, or when you go to the specialist in New York, right? They might probably do the surgery while he's there. So they already know. You understand what I'm saying?
For instance, like I went to see Dr. Uribe for a knee issue when I did something to my meniscus, which he wanted to operate on, which I never did, but he should have because now my knee is killing me. And I have a little too much weight on it. Also, and I did it at a concert in a mosh pit, and I don't want to talk about that. But at his office,
hit the ground. Wait, you play with fire, right?
I don't listen.
You definitely are on the bottom of the pyramid at all times.
Listen, we don't have to discuss the particulars.
Okay.
But they have the MRI machine in his office, and he sits there and watches as the scan is going. Like he's there,
mm-hmm.
And like immediately is like, oh, I see this. Boom, boom. We can do this. Da 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 da. So that I get that
right.
I just found
like, when I went to Stedman, by the time I went up there, it was already determined.
Right.
So they might already know what the issue is.
Right. They're probably just working out a rehab schedule when he signs his max with
right.
the Knicks.
But the other thing
Sam,
is
Sam apartment complex
the,
is
the
Kyrie.
Other thing is did you hear what was it Ramona Shelbourne?
No, what you say?
Said? Was it her who said that? They told KD.
Oh, it was Rachel Nichols.
Rachel Nichols.
Yeah, sorry.
They told KD he couldn't make it any worse.
Yeah. Steve Kerr came out and said that, yeah.
So, part two to that is, Do you want the guys who told you you can't make it worse anywhere near your injury?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's why he's in New York.
No, that's where KD's agent's like, all right, you guys had your fun. My time now. Okay, right. Bye.
KD and Kyrie roommates, maybe have bunk beds.
No, I just said that, Robbie.
Yeah, you said same apartment complex. I just took it a step further. They live in the same room and they have bunk beds.
Bro, it must be you couldn't have. It would have to be Kyrie on top bunk. Like,
yeah, there's no way Kevin Durant could be in the top.
Can't have top bunk. He can't even. Quite frankly, he can't even have bottom bunk.
He can't. I don't think he can fit inside the bunk bed.
Do you think Kyrie? No, I was gonna.
He'll hit his head every day waking
I'll
up.
I'll wait on what I was gonna say because that will take us off into a conversation for another 10 minutes. We have unfortunately Marlins baseball tonight.
Man,
good to see Yamamoto, see what he's got.
They've scored 10 runs in the last six games, all losses.
I know, man.
No, we were drinking too much Kool-Aid. It happened. The same thing happened after the
Miami. Did we jinx it? Marlins Macho Man appearance at the park jinx it?
Hold on.
Did we jinx it?
They went on to win two more series after that happened. So what are you talking about?
It wasn't Macho. That wasn't the jinx.
What are you talking about?
We were getting froggy about the Marlins.
No.
And I wonder if our frogginess.
The one thing that has been a jinx is after we brought up the whole every starter's gone. Now they have two on the injured list in the span of a week.
Yeah. Urania. IL.
By the way, why isn't that the DL? What the hell happened?
They changed it.
What is this? I mean, this baseball is just ripping my childhood apart.
Rob Manfred.
Oh, somebody said KD went to the doctor that did the surgery on his foot.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That's not in Golden State.
Knicks so, because we will never see Chen again, ever.
Although, well, he did pitch the other day two innings. I mean, he may have been able to start, but
he won't start.
They're not going to start.
But we do have a bet that the rest of the time in a Marlins uniform, he will go over a half a start.
The fact that they went to Yamamoto before they went to Chen.
Yeah, so Jordan Yamamoto gets called up, and he will go.
Yep.
The righty.
On the night after, Christian Yelich became the fastest Brewer to 25 home runs.
Baby deer.
Hey. I've paid my price.
Hey, why can't we get players like that?
You need a park like that, too.
You drop that line every time he does something good?
Hey, yeah, I have to. This?
Wait.
You
could
have Stanton.
I have to explain that.
Yeah,
line.
Stan still, oh, yeah.
I have to explain that line, which is as a big part of my childhood growing up. There was a sportscaster in Boston, Bob Lobel, and every time a former Boston player did something on the highlights, he'd always be like, why can't we get players like that? So it's just stuck in my brain. I apologize.
Mm. Really?
It's one of those things. Mm. My dad and I say it to each other like all the time.
I personally.
You nervous tonight, bro?
Am I nervous?
With your fake-ass Bostonian roots?
My fake-ass Bostonian roots?
Yeah, you just never choose like what Boston teams you're rooting for.
He chooses the ones that win.
Yeah, he's just you flip-flop all over the place.
I don't flip-flop. I root for the Patriots, the Red Sox, and the Bruins.
Are you sad that Kyrie Irving did not pick up his option?
No, get this bum ass out of here.
I thought you were in a
bum!
Oh! Oh! Oh, my goodness. Oh, wait.
You've been boxed in!
Oh, my goodness. What?
I would just like to say that he do not invite him to the draft party.
Oh my goodness!
Do not invite him.
Wow!
I'm not a Celtics fan. I just meant out of the
Metro. Arrest my case, Your Honor.
I just meant out of the room.
No. How bad? Like what? I was like, Tobin, open the door. Here it comes. There it is.
Lobster trap.
Wow! Gee, you never saw that coming. You couldn't see that coming?
Okay, I want to do a lot. No, this is serious. I am not joking. We need to set this up because I'm curious to know.
When are you going to kick rocks?
Or do the shoey.
Okay, the shoey, I have to wait a few minutes. My stomach's still recovering. Evidently, I gave it to Romberg.
I didn't even put two and two together on that.
And
you guys aren't using the same microphone anymore, though.
I know, but I don't know. Maybe spit got somewhere. I don't know.
I didn't even put that together. Damn. Yeah, Romberg is not. Romberg had to like leave mid segments yesterday, and then he did not make it to work today.
Really?
Yeah, it's going around. Some other people in the building too.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the fact that we have one toilet.
You know what?
I don't know. Then I ain't getting sick.
Yeah, because he don't poop in public here.
No.
I don't think it's the toilet though. It's like the vents in this place.
It's the whole aura of this building is giving everybody bubble guts.
By the way, I hate to say this. Do you go use the urinals in the bathroom, and you wash your hands?
Yeah.
Because the poop remnants floats its way all over the place.
So you're not safe just because you don't use the toilet.
My immune system is good, except for that one time in Vegas. But I did sleep.
So you almost died.
I did sleep in the floor.
That's Vegas.
Well, I told you about that hotel before going out. I told you.
We didn't make the reservation.
I told you. I was like, listen, bad things happen in that hotel. Anywho, it's one for the day. By the way, Mike Ryan is now using anywho all the time. They're stealing another thing from our show.
They can have that one.
They can have,
Okay, this is what I want. I want you to arrange this. Listen, I want to do a lie detector test about my Celtics versus Heat fandom.
Okay. Here, let's do it.
No.
Are you a Heat fan?
Yes.
Hey.
I'm a professional. I have
a basic question. This will determine what.
No, seriously, if there's any law enforcement out there that can set this up, I want to do this.
I'll set it up. Do you root for the Miami Heat?
Yes.
Wait, I have a question.
Okay, let's do it.
If you weren't a Celtics fan, why did you feel it important to voice your opinion on Kyrie Irving?
No. Let's do this again. Is your name Brian London?
Yes.
Ding.
Okay. Do you bleed Entercom and the University of Miami?
Yes.
Bing.
Do you root for the Boston Celtics?
No.
Wait, what are you? Why? Why do you play that game? You know where it's going.
No, but he's not a good lie detector test. You are a faulty, biased lie detector test.
The room says 100%.
No, the room can.
I saw a lot of squiggly lines there.
Looking like an earthquake is coming.
I want some dude with a machine in here with a thing.
Oh, okay.
I want like things attached to my nipples. I want like things going on.
We gotta arrange the nipple thing for you.
This dude even made a lie detector uncomfortable.
Yep.
What did I say?
Nipple.
I want sticky things on my nipples.
We're back after this. Are you sad that Kyrie Irving did not pick up his option?
No, get this bum ass out of here.
I thought you were in a
It's no surprise. That is the opinion most Celtics fans have. They want Kyrie Irving out there. He officially opts out. He is a free agent, and he's going to go to one of the New York teams, man.
Hey, I have a question. This is for Kyrie or about Kyrie. Do you think he understands he can't be the number one guy? Or you think he still believes he's the number one guy?
I believe he believes he thinks
he's the number one guy. Is there anybody else who would you say, okay, here you go. Because I kind of think you have the same feeling about Jimmy Butler.
Me?
Yeah.
The only things that I have an issue with Jimmy Butler is there are a couple of things. I worry about Jimmy Butler's health and I worry about his age. And the idea that you'd have to give him all that money.
He's
30. He's 30.
How's Kyrie?
Kyrie's 26, I believe.
No way.
Yeah, I think he is.
No way.
Kyrie Irving is 27. He just turned 27.
Okay.
So he's going to be 27 basically the whole season. That's the other thing. Look, I'll tell you one thing. Kyrie Irving's got a lot of injuries in his past, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying... Who's a better basketball player, Jimmy Butler or Kyrie? Jimmy Butler's a better two-way guy, but Kyrie's a better scorer. Oh. But if I asked you,
I'd go Jimmy.
Who's a bigger difference maker on a basketball team? Because neither one of them can be a number one.
Nope.
They're both going to get max contracts.
No, but I think Kyrie's an excellent number two.
Okay. Who would make?
Don't even know if Jimmy. Like, here's the like. If you ask LeBron,
you're looking at Jimmy Butler like Andre Iguodala.
I don't think that's disrespectful. It's just like, where is he in the hierarchy? Like, what do you think Jimmy Butler is? A top 20 player? Top 15?
I have the comparisons if you'd like.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so everything is pretty much equal. As far as the years and all the
Somebody
other
said
everything's
Jimmy,
equal as far as
Jimmy that. Is 130 in Chicago Bulls years.
True that, man.
All NBA teams.
Don't forget he actually had two Thibodeau stints.
NBA teams, they both made two. Jimmy Butler's been four-time all defensive team. Kyrie's never been.
And never will be.
Obviously never will be.
He's Olay.
Points per game, Kyrie 22.2, Jimmy Butler 16.7. Mm-hmm. Rebounds per game, Jimmy Butler more 4.9 to 3.6.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler's first couple of years, like, it's hard to
Kyrie Irving 5.7 assists to 3.5. Steals per game, they're equal.
But they're different. Here, the hardest thing in basketball is to do this. We're comparing
Jimmy
two
Butler's
different
more
styles. Because Kyrie is a ball-dominant guy. So it automatically entails that he's going to have more certain stats are going to be in his favor.
I think there's a couple of things, too. Like, you know, if it were the Heat, for example, and they had the choice between the both of them, I also wonder, like, Kyrie Irving is uber popular. And I do wonder what that means for a franchise where if you have two guys, they're probably a battle wash. Don't you, like, if you're Mickey Arison, don't you want the more famous guy that's probably going to sell more tickets?
I would say, as an owner, yes. But if you ask Spo would say Jimmy Butler.
Well, it's very simple. Kyrie Irving is a one-way player, right? Mm-hmm. Offensive player, better offensively than Jimmy Butler. But Jimmy Butler is obviously the much better defensive player.
What's a better personality to have, too? Because, well, Jimmy Butler is, like, he throws it all out there. He's an old curmudgeon, but Kyrie Irving's a weirdo.
I just explained to you. If you ask an owner, if you ask Mickey would say, man, that Kyrie. If you ask Spo would say, give me Jimmy Butler. Because that fits into more what they do.
Someone says Butler has a lot of Tibbs minutes. Those are hard minutes.
Kind of like the same thing. Jimmy is 130 in Chicago years.
Right.
I'm not going to quite give it to Houston. We have a problem, but they are both making the same point.
Sorry.
That's what happens when you come late, man. I told you, you got to stop that.
This is what I was talking about.
The boss
on Instagram Live.
The boss texted me, come to my office.
Boss,
as soon as I get there, Leroy's already in there taking up my time.
Mm. Oh, your time.
Yeah, my time. Mm. And so Leroy was going off, which Leroy antics were great and wonderful. And Leroy handles corporate culture the way we all wish we could handle it. I don't have the cojones to do that.
Like, oh, you know, can I just tell you why?
Because I kiss
it. No, because it hasn't hit you where you need to make those kind of decisions. If they hit you in the right spot.
I'm a bad decision maker, that's why.
But if they had to hit you in the right spot, if they hit you in the right spot with a certain situation,
yeah,
you would feel the same way. Okay? And so from that standpoint, people that say, I don't like that either. I just stay in my lane.
And you know what that spot is, right? The wallet.
No, but I would still handle it differently.
No, you wouldn't. And it wouldn't get done. You wouldn't get done. Sometimes you can go at a situation cordial and nice and professional and whatever. Sometimes you got to go into a situation showing your ass so something gets done.
No one wants to see my ass.
I am looking forward to an offseason, by the way, that ends up with the Celtics and Knicks getting nothing.
Already have some.
The Knicks are getting Kyrie.
Are they, or are the Nets getting him?
The Nets have two max slots now.
Well, I'm going to guess the Knicks get one of the top free agents.
Is their top free agent Kevin Durant on a torn Achilles?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, joyous.
Well, according, we had a foot and ankle surgeon yesterday.
That is a very Knicks haul.
Said he would. The foot and ankle surgeon we had yesterday said the Achilles repairs these days are going better. The rehab.
No, he's right. History of the game. It's going better.
Somebody said, if you believe the earth is flat, you can't be on my team. No, he can score buckets.
Someone says, don't fault Beast for my answer. I probably couldn't hear from the box.
Yeah, man.
I want the lie detector. Seriously, anyone that knows someone, anyone that conducts lie detector tests, I want you in here.
Somebody chimed in.
Bro. Yeah.
They do it. Everybody at BSO does it for a nominal fee.
Yeah, we'll pay. I'll put on the company tab.
Sure you will.
Really?
And let me ask you something. Why do you want a lie detector
to show
that you're going to be a liar?
Because I really firmly believe
you're not, though,
that I am a Heat fan.
You're not.
Okay.
Because I've given you this opportunity and time again.
No. So I want to know for myself. Like, I want to know, like, what is really in my brain.
Renounce Larry Bird.
I will not do such thing.
That means you're a Celtics fan.
What are we doing here? Why do I have to spend money on a lie detector?
Do I need to play the evidence again?
I don't understand.
No, yes.
No.
Go ahead, Robbie.
No, we don't have to play anything.
Are you sad that Kyrie Irving did not pick up his option?
No. Get this bum ass out of here.
Yeah. Celtics fan.
No, that's just, you know.
Out of here.
Get here. Boston.
Here.
Get him out of town. I don't like him in my town.
Oh, it's your town.
Your town.
Oh,
not my team, but it's my town.
You're so sully, you don't even know it. It's ridiculous. Just it's fine.
Heat Nation.
Dude, I talk to people in the organization. You think they think you're a Heat lifer?
They know I'm down.
Here's a way to bypass the whole lie detector thing. Don't buy Celtics jerseys.
I have one jersey from 12 years ago.
You have a Scary Terry t-shirt.
That's your get-out-of-jail-free jersey.
You have a Scary Terry t-shirt.
I know, because I like
He's
it.
A but nominal that's Celtics
jersey. Jerseys count. Jerseys are just cheap jerseys.
I have way more Heat gear than Celtics gear. Not
that's
even
because
close.
You get a lot free.
No, it's not free. I've paid for stuff.
Please. Please.
You have an emergency Kevin Durant jersey in case you ever get kicked out.
No, that is not true. Not like my nephew, freaking.
Don't deflect.
Lives in Connecticut.
Don't deflect.
Oh, a huge Warriors fan.
Don't deflect.
I got mad at Zaslow today because Zaslow was saying that his kid has Steph Curry's. I was like, why do your kid not have Li Ning's? My kid is not wearing Steph Curry stuff. I don't care. My kid is going to be wearing Dion Waiters gear before he ever wears Steph Curry gear. I don't care. I don't care.
My kid wears LeBron stuff and KD stuff.
Ugh. Why?
It's what he likes.
Give him some Heat stuff.
He
or Celtics stuff.
If you're a Heat fan, raise them right.
First of all, where do I get Li Ning kid shoes?
The internet.
Yep. You can buy them directly from Li Ning.
I like
the
to,
internet.
They're like 30 bucks.
Go walk into the...
Or go generic and get him some Heat gear. Get him some vice-colored shoes.
He has plenty, a ton of Heat gear. Mm-hmm. He has all the Dwayne Wade Vice shirts. He's got all the hats, court culture stuff. He's got it all. His sneakers, though, he likes a certain kind.
If I caught my kid wearing Steph Curry's, I'd throw him in the trash.
He doesn't have Steph Curry's.
I really would.
Only because they don't
fit. You're bandwagon. You're bandwagon kid.
By the way, Tommy would kick your ass. What? That.
If I ever caught him with Steph.
Hey, that's some Heat you don't want.
Trust me. He's
you taking his.
Don't worry.
If that's his favorite shoes.
Oh, I'll be like.
Oh, my goodness.
My son is going to learn character. If I ever catch my son wearing.
Character?
Yeah. If I ever catch my son wearing Warriors
character?
Gear.
I
got nothing against the
like
Warriors.
Like playing a character? Like Macho Marlins Man?
I got nothing against the Warriors. It's fine. But he's not going to be raised in a house where he gets to jump from team to team. That's not how it rolls. So he's going to be sitting there and he's going to be wearing his Josh Richardson jersey or his Dion Waiters jersey or his Goran Dragic jersey, and he's going to like it.
Well, thank God he's got three choices because you traded two of those people already. That's why I bought you three. The other two, we have to bring those back. Because they ain't wearing those.
Sullen says.
Then it becomes a throwback.
Sullen says. Someone says I should put my Garnett jersey on eBay and sell it and use the fee to pay for the lie detector.
No, but
I don't need
it's
you.
It's worth $2.
Listen, I just wish you'd be a lot happier, man.
I want to take a lie detector test.
Just accept who you are. None of us here are judging you. The thing that makes me sad is that you're lying to yourself.
I'm not lying. I love the Heat. I get emotional about the Heat.
Emotional?
I do.
No. Stop.
I was crying at Dwayne Wade's last game.
That's because you like to be
emotional.
Part of the scene.
The last time you got emotional was that last Wednesday when you ran up out of here and we didn't see you for 3 days?
Let me ask you something. How are you gonna
That wasn't emotional. That was plumbing problems.
Might as well been.
How are you going to be emotional about a guy you mother bleed for breaking Rajon Rondo's arm?
I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Find the audio. I did not do that.
I don't have the audio. I don't even think you were at the station when that game happened.
Yeah, so I never said anything
so
like
that.
So
I don't know what you said in your living room, but I guarantee you it wasn't positive towards Dwayne Wade.
That is not
so
true.
So let me ask you.
Yes.
Did you just become a Heat fan because now you're a suit and you
no,
have a
I
lot of...
No, I became 100%. A Heat fan and I became a Heat fan...
After they won a championship?
No. In college... because I used to go to games because they were cheap, and I used to get in the Metro Rail and go down to the Miami Arena and go watch Heat games with my friends.
See, I was a Saints fan because they were horrible, and it was something to be said about being a Saints fan who never had a winning record.
Pride. So,
huh?
Pride.
They had their first winning record when I was in college.
Well, when I started, growing up, the Patriots sucked, and I was a Patriots fan.
No, but they went, they still went to a Super Bowl before the damn Saints.
That is true, and they got blown out by the Bears.
Oh,
when the fridge scores a touchdown on you.
Oh, he said maybe Beast is a sports polygamist. He loves both teams.
Yeah, you're a sports swinger.
That's not, a polygamist is not a swinger.
Well, you're not rooting for both teams at the same time. It seems like you're swinging from team to team.
I have been exploring polyamory, so maybe that's part of it. Huh? What?
The only guy that can make
it. Should I just bring that up?
Lie detector awkward.
We're back after this.
I keep my hands on myself.
Welcome back, everybody. You got a cool thing coming up with Romberg, man. You got that fishing tournament with all them canes.
Hopefully he's better by
then. That's what he needs to be doing right now, bouncing up and down on a boat.
Getting up on them seas, man. If you guys want to go with him, Velma, Entrell Roll, DJ Williams, they'll all be out voyaging with the canes fishing tournament.
Be there.
Well, we're supposed to broadcast live from, not us, but like it's a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to broadcast live from there. And I was like, should I do it or
not? Get Brian and somebody else.
Well, let me see. Who's going to be here? Jonathan Velma. Cool there. Entrell Roll. Cool there. Yep. Brett Romberg. Iffy. And then, DJ Williams. No. No.
But you know what? Here's the funny thing.
Doesn't
about
time heal all wounds?
No. Here's the funny thing about how this works, right? He would be the person to just show up and act like everything's cool.
It's all cool, baby.
Yeah,
he probably show up with his fishing hat with some lures in it.
No,
just dangling off.
I'm not a fisher.
Anyway, it takes place at the Miami Beach Marina, June 21st and 22nd.
Never.
If you guys want to register, get sponsorship information or general info, log on to canesfish.com.
We should just do something like just
to watch us all barf.
No, you would barf. Who would all barf?
I don't know.
You're the only one that would barf.
I don't know. I've been out on a boat, like in rocky waters, and not barfed.
You would be the only one that would barf.
What? What? Robbie is.
We're all professional eaters.
Robbie dresses in camo, bro. He ain't puking.
Yeah. Robbie, you don't get seasick?
Nope.
You?
No.
No, he's a redneck.
I've never been seasick.
The only two people that have a chance is me and you. I ain't giving nothing.
I've gone out on these. What are they called? What are those boats where you go out with a bunch of people?
Charters.
No,
like the fishing boat where you just
just hang over. What are the trolling boats? Is that what they're called?
Something like that.
Is that deep sea?
It's fairly deep sea.
It's like a 30 or 40 person extravaganza.
And it's got like one toilet. And I'm telling you, it was nastiest thing I've ever seen in my life. You got like half that boat, they're all up chucking by the half of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. My father-in-law, he's good for one of those a year where he's just like, let's go. I'm like, ugh, I hate seeing the sick people. They're all just like ralphing over the boat.
Is that the same trip that on the way back, like you blew out a tire or something, you had to do like an excursion?
Yes, it was.
Which we call it a good memory, Robbie. My son and my wife, we went down to the Keys to do one of those glass bottom boat coral reef deals, and
boats. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and it gets when you're right over the reefs, like it gets rocky because there's swirls and whatever, and everyone was puking. My wife was drinking a daiquiri. She handed it to me. She ran up. She starts puking. My son and I are like, this is fun, like, but everyone else, to the point where such a high percentage of people were puking, the captain was like, we're going to cut this short and go back. That's how many people were yakking. I didn't yak, though. I'll probably take, like, 7 meds if we go fishing.
Wanda,
just take Dramamine.
You're one of the things.
Oh, the patch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that do?
I don't know. I don't think it does anything. I think it's like a placebo effect.
I think it's supposed to be like that Dramamine medicine, but it like goes in through your skin, so it gets like absorbed differently.
All right.
Wanda Durant, Kevin Durant's mother, was on Good Morning America today.
Jeez.
And was asked about the whole injury situation. Here's her reaction when Kevin Durant decided to play in Game 5.
I was excited for him because I know how much he loved the game, and I know he's been injured before, so I knew that he wouldn't jeopardize himself. So he, when he told me he was ready to play, I said, okay.
And then here's her on the blame the Warriors may have for his injury.
The doctors said that he was okay. Kevin couldn't have gone on his own to say, I'm going to play.
True.
Without the advisement of the doctors. And so they said that he was okay. And so, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, he's a man.
Responsibility for him playing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, then.
I mean, here. We see these situations all the time with players uncomfortable with the team medical staff. And the team turns around and puts pressure on them.
Yeah.
And so, like, teams and coaches and organizations have ways of making their message felt, getting their message across without actually saying it. So if you're KD and here's what happens. Say if you say, hey, well, Doc, can I go? What do you think? Well, you're not going to make it any worse, is the one line. Or your coach's line is, everybody's playing banged up. You got to fight through it. Or you hear smatterings around the team. Somebody's saying something, although nobody's saying nothing to your face. And you mix in all that, what everybody already thinks of KD.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't doubt that he wanted to play. I've never said that, you know, he should not play. He should always want to play. He should always want to do everything he can to help his team win. That's when the medical staff and your organization have to step in.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like that's the way that transpires. In fact,
well, yeah, it's even like, it's not like, you know, they're putting up like a fake MRI up there for him. Like, nobody thinks that. What people, though, I think are implying is that, okay, everyone here on the Warriors is gutting it out, right? And you're on the brink of elimination.
And you, why can't you go play?
Why, it's like, even if they're not flat out saying it, they're just like, hey, man, how's it coming along?
Right, right.
How's the work going? You feeling better today?
Here's some more important.
Good enough to go?
Here's a more important thing. If I change this one phrase used by the organization, do we think totally different in the situation? And that is, I change calf with Achilles.
Or if you just put strain to tear.
Or just, or whatever.
Or partial tear.
All strains are partial tears.
I don't feel like that vernacular. I don't know, but I don't feel like that knowledge is out there.
Right. But still, if I say he has a grade one or grade two Achilles strain, do you feel differently than say, oh, it's a calf?
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, but they didn't
do him any favors.
No, definitely not.
So all this stuff is adding into he wants to play, but now he has the pressure to play, pressure that he really shouldn't have.
Yeah, and Jalen Rose was saying, I think it was after the workouts in game four when they went down 3-1, he, like, watched his workout. He's like, he looked terrible. Like, I don't think he's going to be able to go.
Right.
And now, so then all of a sudden you're in the situation where it's in game five, and not only is it in game five, but it just seemed like nobody had any plans for what his workload would be. You know, they're just like, go see what happens. And he goes out there and he goes guns blazing.
Right.
And it's like, of course, he's one of the best athletes on the planet. I'm sure you've seen a lot of athletes push through things when their body's hurting, mm-hmm. and they can give you a little bit. It doesn't mean that their body's not breaking from the inside out.
It doesn't mean that he's back to normal.
Right.
And keep in mind, he also could have had something to take that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that help you get through
a little giddy up.
Yeah. So that, look, I don't know, man. I've always felt, you know, one of the hardest things I had to deal with in my career was, after my career was over, realizing that the people that I was confident in to make me as healthy as possible weren't necessarily doing that for my benefit, but for the people they work for's benefit.
Yeah.
And it's a hard thing because everybody, you know, after the fact, they go, well, hey, why don't you do this? Why do Man, a lot of these guys are in their 20s. They don't know no better. And so if, you know, I always like to say, okay, I understand that athletes have a different threshold than the average person. But I used to always ask the question, if I did not play football, how long would this take to heal? Then I could get an idea of how serious the injury was. And so I would always look to see that. Not that it would change anything that I would do, but just so I would get an idea. Because when you say, oh, you got a strain. You know, I told I had a hamstring strain. Until this day, I got a hole in my hamstring because the swelling was so bad, you couldn't tell it was torn.
That's disgusting. Sorry, man.
No, it is what it is.
So, I mean, talk about trust issues.
Right. That's my point. And look, it's only... Here, think about this. This is all you need to know. As a football player, you get hurt on Sunday. You come in Monday for treatment, do what you're going to do. You come in treatment on Tuesday. On Monday, the doctors and trainers and coaches or whoever
to go over all the injuries.
About your injury. And they determine, you know, how bad it is.
And you're not involved.
You're not involved at all.
Right.
So say if the next day you're still sore, right? Your coach has already had an idea of how long it should take you to get back. So he's pushing you accordingly.
A lot of dominoes starting to fall in place with NBA free agency and guys setting up for the offseason. We'll get to that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.